And I'll upload the clip too, but there's someone, it's a clip of the Austrian president saying that we gave people the choice to be injected, and the people chose not to be injected, and so now we have to force them. And she makes the same comment I make about all our supposed democracies. You're free in the West, yeah, as long as you do what the Cult of Judah wants you to do, as long as you submit to the Cult of Judah's mandates, and especially in Sweden, remember, I spoke to their family for 3 hours, so I couldn't talk any longer, and they made it really clear the reason Sweden didn't have mandates is because all the Swedish government had to do was suggest the people do something, and the Swedish people implicitly trusted their government and did what the government suggested. Now, this is the point. You have freedom in the West as long as you voluntarily do what they want. You can vote for certain people. I mean, you can participate in elections as long as you vote for the people they want to be elected. It doesn't matter which party gets elected, as long as you vote for one of their candidates, which is almost all of them. But if everybody votes for somebody they don't want to be elected, then that person won't be elected. There'll be voter fraud, etc. So this is, and the lady, the reporter in, the announcer in, whatever it is, she makes the same comment I've been making over and over again. This illusion of freedom, that you're free to do what you want as long as you what you choose to do is what they want. And the moment, like the president of Austria said, we gave people the choice to do it. They could have done it of their own free will. Because they chose not to, now we're going to force them to do it. That's your democracy. That's Austria democracy, as long as you do what they want. Yeah? The moment you don't do what they want, no more democracy. That's the only way you find out that you don't have a democracy, when you wake up and realize that what they want you to do is not good for you, and then you stop submitting. And then suddenly you recognize, like I have and many of us have realized, that we live in a dictatorship. Doesn't matter where you live. If Russia invaded here, I would not blink. It would make no difference to me, because I know we all live in a dictatorship, yeah? It's only the idiots who think, oh, Putin's a dictator, Russia's a dictatorship, but we live in the free West. You only realize that there's no freedom when what you choose isn't what the Cult of Judah want. And then suddenly you're faced with the realization, fuck, I never was free. Okay, ciao for now. I just had a realization. I'm watching a 2023 film called Dream Scenario. And it just hit me that what's happening to the character, he's being hated by people for something they're imagining. That's exactly how they got to cancel National Socialism. That's exactly this film, consciously or not consciously, it expresses that situation where National Socialists have been loaded with imaginary crimes that they never committed, that things that never occurred, only in the imagination, yeah, of some Jews, just like these people are dreaming about this professor, the things the professor, they are scared of, only happen in their imagination. And they're cancelling him. Yeah, this cancel culture, where the cancel culture is a new form of excommunication. It's a social exile. It's what I think they called in the Soviet Union internal exile. So cancel culture is internal exile from the Soviet Union. It's the Catholic Church's excommunication. Cancel culture. And this man's being cancelled. He's experiencing cancel culture as a victim of cancel culture simply because people are imagining that he did something in their dreams. Just like people imagine the National Socialists and Germans did something during World War II. that they never did. But now, all of National Socialism, everything good about it, of course, that's the whole point. The official Holocaust narrative is to discredit National Socialism. It's the only form of socialism that could possibly work. Even Adam Smith predicted this. You cannot have the operation of the invisible hand. You cannot have free markets under a global system. Only works nationally. And you have to actively, just like National Socialism did, Adam Smith said that you must actively prevent and fight against conspiracies. Remember the famous quote that two or more people cannot meet for any purpose, that they will not conspire against the good of the public. Because that's human nature. To seek exceptional, exclusive benefits and to transfer the costs of those benefits onto others. So anyway, this film, I'll repeat it again, 2023 Dream Scenario. A really famous actor, I just can't remember his name. But he's been cancelled because other people are having nightmares in which he does bad things. And it's exactly the situation that Germans, National Socialists, Nazis, and even from the right wing, that's exactly how they're being cancelled. Because the cult of Judah has pushed imaginary crimes onto the right wing. The cult of Judah has led people to have nightmares about National Socialism and Nazism and Germany. It's called Hollywood films, Hollywood blockbusters, television series, school textbooks, pseudo-documentaries, and novels, works of fiction, which they claim are inspired by true events or based on a true story, but which are absolute works of fiction. The only thing being true is that a country called Germany existed, World War II happened, and beyond that, everything else is imagined. So watch the film and you'll understand what I'm saying. A professor is being cancelled because people are having nightmares about him. So based on imaginary events, this man's being excommunicated. He's been internally exiled. He's excommunicado, what they call today cancel culture. And I think maybe the hated one is the only person who ever refers to the Soviet practices. And you have to be very mindful of this. Anytime someone uses the term Gestapo or Nazi to refer to something happening today, correct them and say, no, you mean Cheka, you mean KGB, you mean Soviet Union. Use all the language from the Soviet Union, internal exile, gulag, bad Soviet, economic wrecking. Yeah, okay, so I hope you understood this video. Watch the film. Again, it's called Dream Scenario in 2020 from 2023. And then think about what I'm saying. The official Holocaust narrative is the nightmare that everybody is having, especially Jews. The official Holocaust narrative is a nightmare that's instilled into Jewish children from birth throughout their adult life, especially in Israel. And I wasn't aware of this until I read books by the general's son, I forget his name now, Mike Pilo, I think it is, and watched his videos, and he explains, he's horrified at the brainwashing that goes on in Israel, that every child in Israel is brainwashed with these nightmares, scenarios that never happened. And this is why I accuse the German government and every government with what they call Holocaust denial laws, any government that promotes the official Holocaust narrative and criminalizes anyone who challenges that narrative, they are criminally liable for this incitement to hatred. because the official Holocaust narrative is incitement to hatred. It's incitement to an irrational fear and hatred of Germans and National Socialism and Nazism. Just to clarify what I mean when I say I accuse the German government of incitement, yeah, hate speech. The official Holocaust narrative is hate speech and incitement. It's actually incitement to genocide, because we clearly see references in the ongoing genocide of the Palestinians by Israeli forces. We clearly see references to the official Holocaust narrative. Therefore, the connection is clearly established. The incitement to genocide that's implicit in the official Holocaust narrative cannot be overlooked. In a court of law, under the normal, what was once normal processes, it's clear to establish, it's easy to establish, that the official Holocaust narrative is incitement to irrational hatred and fear, and in practice, incitement to genocide in Gaza today. The references to the official Holocaust narrative have been made by every official in the Israeli system, from the prime minister, defense minister, the parliament, and to famous influential public figures. The official Holocaust narrative is incitement to genocide. It's hate speech. It's incitement to irrational fear and hatred of certain groups. Even the Torah is incitement to hatred, clearly incitement to genocide. And when they clearly establish a mental connection between Palestinians and Amalek in the Bible, when the prime minister does this, and defense minister, and the cabinet, and influential people in the society, all conflate Palestine and Gaza with Amalek, then it's clear the Torah is incitement to genocide. So what would be the logical result of that when you come to censorship? If they're going to censor Mein Kampf because of one line in Mein Kampf where it said we have to extirpate the basis of Jewishness in Europe, that's the only line I could find in the whole of Mein Kampf. If they're going to censor that book for that one line, then if that is the benchmark, the threshold, then surely the Torah must be censored. And surely everyone who makes any allusion between any connection at all between Amalek in the Bible and Gaza and Palestinians today, they're also guilty of hate crimes. So anyway, doesn't matter what I say, I guess no one's listening. And my hands are going to sleep, literally numb now. So anyway, I hope somehow the messages that I have to share get out into the system. You know, I believe morphic resonance, I think, works in the opposite way. That the majority ideas tend to, you know, it's like having a louder, if I'm playing a bass guitar with a really low bass note, that's going to drown out and it's going to squash other signals. Yeah, so that tone is going to dominate the mix. So the song, the mix, you're going to just hear the bass. Yeah, you're not going to hear the pretty little melodies on the treble because it's going to be totally washed out. And that's how I think morphic resonance sadly works. I don't think individuals, the power of one, people like to be told individuals can have an influence. But all the role models they put up as examples, they're all controlled opposition and they did achieve nothing, you know. But the only thing I can say is that South Africa, something good came of all that, because here we have a nation that actually stands up for justice against injustice, has the courage to do that. So once again, kudos to South Africa. And shame, shame, shame on Germany. Absolute shame. It's appalling. And shame on any American patriot who supports what their government's doing. It's just shameful. It's sickening. It's disgusting. Someone asked me to speak German because they wanted to hear me speak German. I said, really, I don't feel physically able to speak German. I'm so disgusted. I do not want to have any association with Germany whatsoever. Anyway, and I'll get back to that. Still working on a plan of how to survive without, but yeah, it's weighing on me. Anyway, watch this video again, please, because I know I wander all over the place. I do know how to write the perfect essay. Even before someone taught me, I was getting 100% for essays in high school. I was in the top 1% for English in the state before high school, you know, in the first part of the education system. And I got mostly high distinctions for my essays. Anything that wasn't perfectly mathematical. And the only reason I managed to, I had help from friends with the math for my essays, and they benefited from my writing. But, so I can present everything I've got to say really clearly, but it's an 80-20 rule sort of thing. And I think that's been misrepresented by people. They don't understand what 80-20 means. What it means is that with the 80% of the work, you get most of what you want to achieve. And just to get a tiny little bit better, it takes an extra 20% of effort, you know, to get it where you really want it to be. And I don't have those resources and time and patience to perfect the things that I'm doing, anything I'm doing, even music. So, yeah, but I can, you know. If you think I'm garbled and I'm all over the shop and you've got to listen to the video again, well, that's because what I'm saying is novel, yeah? And if you only listen to it once and think you understood it, chances are you only heard what you expected to hear and you didn't actually get the message, because that's what the comments indicate that I get, and people's responses indicate that. It's very rare when someone gives me a response, a comment, that gives me hope at all, because they seem to, in their own life, in their own path, they seem to be on the right path. So they actually grok some of the things I'm saying, and they seem to be able to take the baton and run with it. You know, there's a small chance of that. But yes, okay then. Okay, ciao for now.